Hello, this is Joseph Blanchett of the Frogcast Adventure Podcast. Yep, no longer are we Legendary Frogcast play D&D together. We're kind of doing a soft reboot of what the podcast is in a 2024. So first thing was a name change. The first one was kind of a joke when we were coming up with a name. I never thought it was really super important. But it felt right to kind of change it a little bit as we move forward into the new year of shows. So I want to go over what we have planned, how it's going to change, which really isn't that much. It's just a chance to catch up a little bit. I've gone over this a lot in some of our intros to some of the other shows, like the games we're going to play and all that, but I just wanted to make it official in this own little mini episode. So, first of all, the name change, Frogcast Adventures. It's just mainly to get rid of kind of the jokey title, because we might be doing some stuff like streaming and just things like that. Like, I really want the podcast to grow a little more, so I want a little bit more of a streamlined title that just wasn't really long and all that stuff. The feed is going to stay the same. The anchor URL is going to stay the same. It's still going to be Elf Frogcast, even though the Legendary Frog isn't really a part of the title anymore. And also, I wanted to remove D&D from the title because we might be exploring... Well, we are going to be exploring some other systems, mainly some Starfinder stuff. And the reason for that is, you know, we've been playing D&D for over 3 years. The podcast is 3 years old, but we played before that too, and really it's kind of time for a change. Like D&D is familiar, of course we're running games and that, but you know, we have the itch to play some like sci-fi and some other just a little more complicated combat systems, and some of our friends are really into Pathfinder, and I never really gravitated towards Pathfinder because it was quote unquote just another fantasy-based system. And, you know, you can probably say that Paizo is the makers of Pathfinder, Starfinder, have done a better job with their adventures over the past couple of years and their rules, and definitely their company hasn't had all the scandals that Wizards of the Coast has. But all of us are familiar with the D&D world and setting and classes and how the system works. So changing to another fantasy system that's, you know, quite literally a offshoot of D&D didn't really seem necessary at the time. We weren't opposed to Pathfinder, but you know, wasn't really the right thing to do. But Starfinder is sci-fi and a different setting and has, you know, different vibe to it. So when I got some free adventures on Roll20 from Humble Bundle, I said, well, this might be a good chance to do that. And I experimented with kind of converting it to 5e, but after looking into it a little bit, I was like, if we're going to run this, let's not, like, quote-unquote disrespect the product and just make it 5e. Let's, like, really run it the way it's supposed to. So that's, you know, why I wanted to take D&D out of the title, because we're not running just D&D all the time. So what are the plans for 2024? Well, my plan is shortly after the new year, we're going to start running Curse of Strahd, which is a classic 5e adventure. Perhaps some people consider one of the best ones, which is going to be the next really big project. I wouldn't be surprised if it takes over a year to complete, but you never know. And we have the Wild Beyond the Witchlight crew, as players in that one. And now that I'm done running some one-shots, I'm really going to be studying that and getting ready for that. And we'll have episode one by the end of January. We're all really excited about that. Number two is, at some point, we're going to continue Strixhaven. At least that's the plan. We had to stop because of schedules. And we probably could have restarted already, but a few things kind of stopped it. One, I wasn't going to postpone Curse of Strahd till after Strixhaven is done, because it would have been like months from now. I didn't want to wait that long. especially since it's a different group, and I promised them it's like shortly after the new year. If we restarted Strixhaven right now, it would be another few months. And second is just Mark is running another game on Monday for us, the Acquisitions Incorporated. And he's going to finish up that. And again, that's going to take another 2 or 3 months to complete because it's not a short adventure. It's like a medium-sized 1 through 5 adventure. But that's going to continue at some point. And I'll be DMing both games at the same time. So I got to organize that schedule and just make sure everyone's available and still wants to complete it. And, knowing what I know now schedules, it's possible that the player may have to drop out, so we'll have to see. That's going to be good to complete that game. Like I don't like leaving it half done. And there's some ways to streamline it, stuff like that. And I mentioned Starfinder. We're not sure where this quite fits in yet, but we're not going to jump right into a big huge adventure path campaign with that. We're going to probably do some one shots. We have some friends who know the Pathfinder system, and they'll be running a one-shot or two to help us get used to the combat and some of the changes. We're not quite sure if that's going to be recorded yet, like the one-shots, but the one-shot that I will run to get used to DMing will almost definitely be recorded. Not quite sure when it will happen yet, but once we're all familiar and comfortable with it, I'll be running the adventure I got from Humble Bundle, which is called Junker's Delight, which is a standalone 1 through 3 Starfinder adventure. And if I had to guess, it'll probably happen after Strixhaven is done, or we might do it before we restart Strixhaven. It just kind of depends on how it works out. And if we all enjoy the system, the next big game I run might be a Starfinder adventure path. We'll have to see. What puts a little bit of complication, quote unquote complication, is the new rule set for D&D in 2024, which I don't think we're going to use right away. I don't really like the idea of us trying it out in one game and then running a totally different game with the old rules because it's ongoing. Because it's probably going to be like new like beginner adventure, new starter set with the new rules and all that. But we may want to run something like that in between. But more than likely, what I'm thinking right now is we're not going to be using these new rules until we start like a new 5e game. If we do Starfinder as our next big game, that it might be a little bit. And who knows, it's going to be an older adventure or a newer one. But we'll, again, have to see about that. Because we always like to run like little games in between. Some of the big ones are like chapters. The other one, just a little change of pace. What else? I mentioned a few times the Shattered Obelisk, the new adventure that came out. We're really interested in this one because it's kind of a follow-up to the Lost Mines of Phandelver. And the plan is to run that with Bryce and kind of his friend group on Fridays, which usually isn't, our podcast. It's just their friend group. But we'll kind of be mixing some of the groups, or the two groups together, and be doing that. Again, it's kind of up to Mark if he wants to DM it. It's another... another big game. It does start like a higher level, but you have to see if he's up to running it. Because Friday may be a good time to experiment with Starfinder. I'm not quite sure yet. That's kind of all the kind of quasi set in stone plans for 2024. It's a Curse of Strahd, finishing up Strixhaven, dipping our toes into Starfinder, and hopefully doing the Shattered Obelisk, and whatever else we can cram in there, like one shots, maybe trying out the new rule set with a short adventure. But we'll see. It's gonna be pretty fun. Doing this for 3 years, we played over 11 different adventure modules. And we all enjoy playing and sharing, and hope you enjoy listening. If you're not listening to this, then why not go back and try to listen to some of our shorter adventures? We have like the Sunless Citadel is a good one. The Wild Beyond the Witchlight, isn't a short one, but it's a great RP one. And just some of the one shots from like Candlekeep Mysteries and Keystone of the Golden Vault are a lot of fun. And I think you might enjoy it if you haven't listened yet. If you listened this far into our news thing and are curious about why I enjoy doing it so much, just because it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun playing with our friends and making jokes and arguing about rules and how we mess up and all that stuff. So that is our plans for 2024, and I hope you guys enjoy it, because I think we will too. Okay.